Some churches are walking the fine line between religion and politics. In Kansas, a group of evangelical pastors has banded together to spur their congregations into political action. The move has met with resistance from one community group, as Matt Hackworth of member station KCUR reports.
Mary Alice Genser is a retired teacher and a regular churchgoer. But on one recent Sunday, this grandmother of three went on a secret mission.
I kind of felt a little bit uncomfortable because I knew there might be some people I would run into that would figure out what I was doing there, probably.
Genser was in church to listen for political messages during the service. She's one of about 100 volunteers with the Mainstream Coalition, a group seeking to raise awareness about the separation between church and state. While it's not illegal for a pastor to preach political sermons, it is against the IRS's tax-exempt rules for churches to endorse specific candidates. The coalition's executive director, Carolyn McKnight, says churches benefit from large tax breaks, and with those breaks come strict standards.
It's frankly a simple trade-off, and nobody forces a house of worship to be a 501c3 corporation. They can opt not to, but with that option comes the obligation to pay taxes, and also comes the opportunity not to have the government watching what you're doing.
For the most part, though, the government isn't watching what happens in churches. The IRS has only revoked a church's nonprofit status because of political activities 4 times in the last 2 decades. It's a Wednesday night at the First Family Church in the Kansas City suburb of Overland Park, Kansas. Even though it's prime vacation season, hundreds are packing into the mega church's auditorium for a catered meal before worship. When the auditorium goes dark, stage lights shine, and television cameras go live, Pastor Jerry Johnston takes the pulpit. Later in the service, he doesn't shy away from politics.
And as a Christian citizen of this country, we should vote, and we should not go in the ballot box and see all those lights and see all those names and not know who they are or what they stand for and just kind of play hopscotch.
Johnston is one of more than 100 evangelical pastors joining an effort to defeat lawmakers who didn't vote to outlaw gay marriage in Kansas. Johnston says he knows he can't endorse specific candidates, but he can educate his parishioners.
When there's a potential tornado warning, we sound the alarm. We need to sound some alarms when legislation comes in that could threaten the family, it could imperil the security of the future of the country by immoral behavior being disguised as the new thing.
Johnston says many African American churches also preach strong political messages. He says conservative churches are being singled out because of their views. Still, the church's political missions are readily apparent. A voter registration table sits in the church's foyer. A stack of booklets features pictures of elected leaders and how they vote on abortion and gay marriage issues. Johnston says he's simply providing his church members with information. First Family member Daryl Wyatt agrees.
They don't tell us how to vote, but we do look at the candidates, what they stand for, and what they believe in to see whether they support the biblical truths that God teaches about in His Word, and their voting record also plays a big impact on who I vote for.
The church's impact on voters like Wyatt is strong enough that the Kansas Attorney General is leading seminars for church leaders to help them comply with the law. The coalition's Carolyn McKnight says she likes the idea of training ministers.
None of us is under the illusion that we can ring up the IRS and get them to swoop into Johnson County, Kansas, and care as much about this as we do. All we want to do is to make more people aware that houses of worship should not be political operations.
McKnight says her volunteers will continue to attend the services of politically active churches throughout the campaign season. And pastors like Johnson say that, like anyone else, the volunteers are welcome for worship no matter why they're there. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Kansas City.